Got him now, 99.
Shoot, Max, hurry! You missed! Lead him, lead him!
Will you stop yelling in my ear? You're making me nervous.
You missed again, Max!
I know I missed again. Don't stand so close to me. You're breathing down my barrel.
But he's getting away!
He's not getting away. He got away.
Oh, that's okay, Max. You'll get the duck next time.
Forget it, 99. There'll be no next time. I've already invested $8.40 in this, and I've come to one positive conclusion.
What's that?
I don't have any more money.
That's okay. I've got lots of money.
Well, thank you anyway, 99, but it's a waste of time. I happen to know that the barrel of this gun is warped.
It does look a little warped.
It certainly is. One of the world's greatest philosophers, Genghis Khan, once said that a warped barrel is a fool's frustration.
Who said that, Max?
Genghis Khan.
Would you mind repeating that, buddy?
Certainly not. A warped barrel is a fool's frustration. Of course, it sounds a lot better in Chinese.
Your friend is right.
Gilly, shoot.
He also said that he who returns to the bottomless well. Where does the rest of that go, 99?
I don't know, Max. I seldom read Genghis Khan.
Oh. I heard you the first time. Go ahead, lady. Shoot. It's on the house.
The duck. The rabbit. The clay pipe.
All right, 99. There's no need to make a spectacle out of yourself. People are looking at you.
Sorry, Max.
Here, you won the Cupid doll.
But I don't want a Cupid doll. I want a lace pillow that says Mother.
Keep the Cupid doll, Max. It's a much better prize.
Well, all right, but I still think a lace pillow that says Mother would look nicer in my bedroom. Here, you can have this, 99.
Thank you, Max.
But just until we get home.
Barrel is a fool's frustration.
A warped barrel is a fool's frustration.
What?
A warped...
I heard you.
Give me the Cupid doll.
Well, somebody else... I just gave it away.
Gave it away?
Well, only after he gave me the password.
Impossible.
But he did. I'll get it back. My barrel is not warped.
Pass the relish, please.
How's it taste?
Airy.
Airy?
Yes, I should have waited for the relish.
Here, try the mustard.
Oh, good idea.
Boy, you must really have been hungry.
Yes, I didn't think I was.
Do you want another one?
No, they're not very filling. That's much better. It needs a little seasoning. Come on, 99, let's go.
It has taken me years to perfect this drop, and you ruin it. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
But it wasn't my fault. He gave the right password. Please, Mr. Waxman, have a heart.
Yours. You should have known. The great Waxman accepts no excuses. There are no excuses. There is only perfection. You fired at them and missed. You are a dummy. Take him.
No!
My children, my beautiful children, be happy. You will soon have a new playmate. I'm making an addition to our electric chair display. Waxman. A beady-eyed man with a pretty dark-haired girl. They have the Cupid doll.
But this is for kids, 99.
For kids have fun.
Well, I'd rather go on the Dodge'em cards.
That's for me.
Empty the park. And then kill them.
You're acting silly, 99.
I know I am, but it's our day off.
Well, all right. But separate boats.
No. Is there anything wrong?
Nothing. You want me to hold your Cupid doll?
No, it's for her. She'll need company. You see, we're just friends. Don't be ridiculous, 99. This is for kids. That didn't turn me on at all.
I wonder what Dr. Spock would have to say about this kind of love.
Max, that's a real arrow.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. But it did light my cigarette.
Max, something's wrong.
Something certainly is wrong. Whoever built this tunnel of love has a lot to learn about togetherness.
Max! Somebody's trying to get the Cupid doll.
Well, give it to them. Maybe they'll leave us alone.
No, Max, there must be some reason. I'm scared.
Here, hold my hand. Now, does that feel better?
No.
99, don't tell me you're not holding my hand.
I'm not holding your hand.
I asked you not to tell me that.
Max, we've got to get out of here.
Come on, 99, follow me.
Max, there must be an emergency exit.
Now, why would there be an emergency exit in a tunnel of love?
For emergencies, Max. Look, there it is.
Max, look! Max is deserted. Everyone's disappeared.
Not everybody.
I can't go any further.
We've got to keep going.
This place is swarming with chaos agents.
I know that. That's why we can't stand out here. We've got to find a place to hide.
Well, what about in there?
Are you kidding? There are gollywoggles in there.
Oh, Max will never get out of here alive. We need help.
You're right, 99. Come on, let's get over this.
Oh. Max, we're going to be trapped in here.
You keep an eye out, 99. I'll contact the chief. Hello, chief.
Hello, Max.
What's wrong? Your voice sounds scratchy.
Oh, it must be the sand in the shoe, chief.
Where are you?
At the beach in the amusement park. I'm with 99.
Oh, are you enjoying yourself?
Not exactly, Chief. You see, they emptied out the amusement park, and now someone's trying to kill us.
Max, as usual, you're not making any sense. Start from the beginning.
From the beginning. Right, Chief. Well, you see, the trouble all started when we came to the shooting gallery. I complained about a gun that had a warped barrel, so the attendant gave 99 another gun. Then I won a prize, but I wanted the lace pillow that said mother.
Yes, Max, a lace pillow that said mother.
Yes, but I didn't get the lace pillow that said mother. I got a Cupid doll because the attendant said, you better take the Cupid doll, and 99 said, yes, you take the Cupid doll. So I took the Cupid doll, and then I ate a hot dog that wasn't very filling.
Max, get back to the Cupid doll. Examine it closely.
Well, it looks like just an ordinary girl Cupid doll to me, Chief.
Max, look. There's some kind of shiny metal under here.
I was right, Chief. It's not an ordinary girl Cupid doll. It's got some kind of shiny metal underneath.
Max! No wonder they're shooting at us. This Cupid doll's made of some kind of radioactive substance.
Chief, I just made another startling discovery. This Cupid doll is made of some kind of radioactive substance.
Max, you found it. The Chaos Plutonium Drop. Shipments have been leaving this country, and we couldn't figure out from where. Now, it must be from the amusement park.
I'll get there as soon as I can.
Right, Chief. The chief is on his way. Listen, I wonder if you could tell us which way the nearest exit is.
For you, there is no exit.
No exit.
But first, I have the doll.
Should I give it to him, Max?
Forget it, 99. I can take care of these dummies. Oh. Listen, I hope I wasn't out of line with that crack about the dummies.
Max,
But where?
Obviously in a dark building.
I get water, Max.
Make that a wet, dark building.
Max, look, the dragon. We're back in the Tunnel of Love.
I know that, 99. I was just waiting to see how long it would take you to know it.
Oh, we gotta get out of here, Max.
We're not going anywhere, 99. We're staying right here. Don't you know the first principle of eluding pursuers? When the fox is being chased by the hunters, the first thing he does is double back on his track. That way, he completely confuses the hunters.
They must be in here.
Unfortunately, we're not foxes. Come on.
Max, I have a map of the park. There's an exit near here.
We go further. Come, Frankie.
Yes, there's one right by the merry-go-round. Come on, 99, let's get out of here.
Let's go. Max.
99, remind me to come back here.
Why is that?
That's a terrific ride for a dime.
Right behind me.
Fools. Bumblers. I'm surrounded by ineptitude.
I couldn't help it. What could I do?
Shut up. Get into your coffin.
Hold it, 99. You stay here while I check the place out.
Right, Max. Oh, Max, he looks so real.
Oh, 99, I see these all the time in the movies. From under the seat.
Man's the attendant in the shooting gallery.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. He's wax. And so is he. Listen, are you sure you don't know the way to the nearest exit?
You two will make a lovely exhibit.
Well, 99, we finally got into show business.
You can yell all you want, young lady. The park is deserted. Unfortunately, you discovered our plutonium drop. Once a week, a Chaos submarine picks up a plutonium cupidol. Soon we shall gain control over the world's supply. Then the entire world will become our own personal chamber of horrors.
Okay, Waxman, that's it. You're under arrest. Get your things. We're going downtown.
We're not going anywhere.
You don't actually think you can get away with this, do you?
What do you intend to do about it?
I plan to cry a lot. You see, Waxman, in a situation like this, you have to use your head. What I mean is that I know that you plan to wax us. So what I'm going to do is to cry a lot. That way, people will see tears on my cheeks, and they'll know that I died unhappy and that you're rotten.
Brilliant, Mr. Smart. But unfortunately, you won't have a head.
No head?
You see, the guillotine is real. And you, Madame Dufarge, will merely sit by knitting and watch while Sidney Carton gives his head to Chaos. Then, it will be your turn.
Max, do something! Do something!
Yes. It is a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done before.
Oh, Max, you were right. I should have let you get the lace pillow that said Mother.
Au revoir, Monsieur Smart. Release the blade, Dracky.
Good night, sweet prince. And may flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Head in the cloak trick, 99.
Max, look. How horrible.
Yes. He died as one of his own exhibits. If he had only used his wax for niceness instead of evil.